What year is this?
2022.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because Jackass is like the number one movie everybody's all excited about. And Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar are playing the Super Bowl.
Yes. So it is really 2002, not 2022. But I don't think anybody really thinks it's 2022, because that just that's a number that doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
So we stopped counting after 2019.
But here's what's weird about it, because I was really excited, because I think I posted or I had our assistant post on our Twitter page. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you should, at Cooper and Anthony. I had our assistant post something about them being in the Super Bowl. And I think she wrote something like, I can't believe there'll be a football game going on around the Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre concert. But that's how I feel. But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, are we old? Like, I'm excited for Eminem. I'm excited for Snoop. I'm excited for Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre, who said, like, when he turned 50, he was like, I stopped. I was never going to rap again, because no one wants to see a 50-year-old rapping, you know? So he just was sort of done with it. And, I mean, Mary J. is still making music. But I'm just, like, I was excited about it. But are we excited about it the same way our parents were excited about, like,
The Stones,
or The Who, or, you know, Neil Young? Like, is that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited because it's not Shakira. So,
right.
You know, or The Weeknd. I think I'll actually be able to watch the halftime show. But now sports books are open for the whole game. And you can bet. You can bet on any part of the game. You can bet on what, if the first commercial is going to be a beer commercial, who's going to win the coin toss down the road. So you can bet on all these things. And also, you can place bets on the halftime show.
Okay, in terms of like, who comes out first, what everybody's wearing, what songs they're going to do, okay. You mean like that?
The first one is, who is going to perform first? Eminem, Kendrick, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, or Dr. Dre?
No, Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem is odds favorite at 700. Kendrick Lamar is next, then Snoop Dogg.
Right, that sounds right.
So it's going to be Eminem. Maybe, I don't know. Will any part of Eminem's performance be censored?
I would think all of it.
But you got to think, you know, it's on NBC.
Right.
You know, and it's not really fun to watch a rapper being censored every other word. So,
but what choice do they have? Because all of their lyrics, every single one of them, all their lyrics have dirty words in them. You know,
I know, can't... but Snoop has different versions that he raps. I've heard him do that cuts out the curse words. So they're used to it.
Eminem, yeah, you're right. Because Eminem, remember, he used to play live on MTV all the time. So he had to find a way around those words then. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a way that they're going to do it. You know, the thing is, this is so... Think about Eminem right now. Before you finish these, I just think it's so interesting. Eminem is 50. He is performing at the Super Bowl, and he's up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, this is amazing. This is an amazing year for him. Yeah.
For 50, I think that gets a lot of people down, but it's a good year for him, because this year he turns 50. So, will any of his performance be censored? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah, some of it will be.
The odds favorite is no. So, that is...
That the whole song is going to be family friendly?
Yeah.
No.
Will a football be used as a prop? Yes or no?
No, they're not. That's so cheesy. They would never do that.
Yeah, no is the odds favorite. First song to be performed. So what is the first song that's going to be played at halftime? Here are your songs that you can choose from.
I think the whole thing's going to start with do, and you're going to hear Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah, I think it's starting with that.
So Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself. Yeah, I think it's starting with Lose Yourself.
It's got good odds. It's plus 650, so it's got some good odds. California Love, Next Episode, Family Affair, Nothing But a G Thing, Lose Yourself, Drop It Like It's Hot, All the Stars, Still Dre, or Humble.
Well, I would think they would do Humble. You remember, they play the hits, even though Kendrick has had many more hits since he's had other albums. Since Damn, I have a feeling that they're probably going to play Humble. But no, they're not going to open. I think they start with Lose Yourself. Just think about how crazy everyone's going to go the minute it's dark and then suddenly you hear, you know, that beginning of Lose Yourself.
Okay, but here's my thoughts. It's being played in California. California is in the Super Bowl, LA Rams. So will they start it with California Love?
I think they close with California Love.
Okay, so that's the choice, either open or close.
Close.
Close, okay. So you say start with Lose Yourself, close with California Love.
Yes.
Okay.
And Family Affair will definitely be in there somewhere.
Somewhere. The first Dr. Dre song, is it going to be the Next Episode, Still Dre, or Nothing But a G Thing?
Well, I mean, because Snoop will be there, he'll probably do Nothing But a G. Well, no, I don't think it's going to be any of those. I think it's going to be something he's going to do with M. I think he will come out, and he and M will do...
Forgot About Dre.
Forgot About Dre, or Business. You know, they'll do something that they do together.
Well, Odd's favorite now is Nothing But a G Thing. That's number one.
Okay.
Still Dre and Next Episode is the least favorite. What will the first Eminem song be? You say Lose Yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
My Name Is Real Slim Shady, Without Me, Stan, or any other song. So Stan is by far the least.
Least favorite, yeah. People don't like Stan. They like it, but not, you know.
How many songs will be played during the Super Bowl? So you can actually bet on this. Over 8.5, under 10.5.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to play full songs. They're going to do, like, pieces of songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do the entire Lose Yourself. They're going to open with Lose Yourself, and then at some point, they're going to morph into Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be over 8.5 because I think each person will do at least two songs.
Oh, yeah, it has to be over 8.5.
Yeah.
Right. There's too many of them, and they all have hits that we all want to hear. We're not going to hear the entire song, but we'll hear enough of it. Yeah, that's how they're going to do it. Remember, I went to go see Jay-Z, it's when he was having his feud with Kanye, and it was crazy because Kanye was in town. So we were like, is Kanye going to show up? But we're like, no, they're feuding right now. So what he did instead was he basically did a medley of just the songs that he does with Kanye. So it was Jay-Z by himself, and he just did a little bit of each Kanye song, and then he moved on to whatever was on 444.
Mm. Here's a bet you can make, and I would not place this bet because I have no idea. It could go either way. Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage?
No, no way. Too many kids watching. I know that pot's legal. I know how he feels about it. But I think he's not looking to bring any negativity. And I think if he does smoke on stage, that will cause a problem for some people. I wouldn't give a shit. Even if I had kids, I wouldn't give a shit because pot's legal. And I don't like the idea that we hide it and make it like it's, oh my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there's enough people watching the Super Bowl who are very conservative that would really bother them and it would be too problematic. There's no way.
And I think he's more of a pitch man now than he is a rapper.
Right. He doesn't want to lose sponsorships.
Right.
If he does one thing wrong, think about it. He has Corona, Beyond Meat, Bic Lighters. I mean, every time I turn around, Snoop is promoting something.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose that. I mean, out of all of them, I think he's the biggest pitch man right now. I mean, right. He's probably going to have more commercials during the Super Bowl than any of them.
Right. And I think that I read somewhere that Eminem is going to be having like a tent or something for Mom's Spaghetti, you know, his restaurant that he opened up.
Mm.
So I think he's going to be bringing like samples and have people come and cook and whatever. He's going to have Mom's Spaghetti.
There are odds when it comes to Eminem on what color his hair is going to be.
Oh.
Is it going to be blonde or black?
Blonde.
You think it's going to be blonde? You think he's going to go back?
Every time I've seen him perform lately, he always performs with blonde hair.
He just did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, and he had black hair.
It's true, which is why I think he's going to have blonde hair.
I love that you can place a bet on that.
Yeah, even better. Yeah.
I'll
right,
bet
right.
Blonde. Yeah, you could actually call up Eminem if you know his
can
number.
Can you imagine? My boyfriend's just like, he comes to the house. He's like, we don't live here anymore. What happened? I bet Eminem's hair was going to be blonde, and now we don't have a house.
I lost everything. I thought they were going to open with California Love.
I was sure. I was sure they were opening with Lose Yourself, and he was going to be blonde. Can you imagine having to go home and tell your family? Sorry, kids, you're not going to college. Why? Well, Dr. Dre didn't perform Nothing But a G Thing.
And it wasn't the first song. And Kendrick Lamar came out, and he opened the show. Oh, come on.